Bike. It's the Bro Show. It's Lucas and Jacob.
What? What's up, bros?
Oh, little Macklemore homage. What? Minnesota King.
He's actually not from Minnesota. So there's this video that I filmed when I was telling you, like, he's from Minnesota. So you said Diablo Cody's from Minnesota. She actually is. But I was Googling the Macklemore thing and I got an interview mixed up. Yeah, basically he's from somewhere in California, but I just remember watching an interview a few years ago where he said he got his start in Minnesota.
I know, that's what I was going to say. I vividly remember reading some magazine article about him like 10 years ago, and it was about him being at a club, singing, no one's there. It was snowy out in Minnesota.
So, yeah, I guess
So he went to college in Minnesota or something?
So I guess you still could say he's a Minnesota king because he did something in Minnesota.
Wait, so he was from California, then to pursue music, he moved to Minnesota? And it worked.
I don't know the time.
I know, but the weird thing is, like, it worked. Like, sometimes you might just have to move to a random state. Like, everybody moves to California to try to make it. Why not just move to Indiana? Take over that scene. You'll be the king of Indiana. Then the people in LA will start paying attention to you with the record labels. Like, honestly, that might be a little bit of a hack.
It's like that one quote. Do you want to be fish in a big pond or big fish in a little pond? I don't know what that
is. Oh, yeah, that whole thing.
Oh, do you want to be a fish in the ocean? I don't know. But yeah, something that's like a quote that lines. People say.
But it's not Halloween anymore.
We're actually filming this on election day, so it kind of feels like, it feels kind of funny, like doing a little jokey podcast, but then like, we don't know what's going to happen. Like,
I know, just outside this window with the blind shut, there's like, I'm just picturing like just people rioting in this neighborhood, cars being flipped over, houses being broken into, grenades thrown into toilets in Walmarts. Like, it's scary. I haven't looked at my phone. I don't know what's going on.
I drove to your house and none of that was happening.
I'm just trying to be in the little cute Bro Show vibe, but like, it's just scary. Like, this might be the last episode because we'll all be locked up after this. We just don't really know. Like, nobody knows.
Yeah, it only comes one. It feels like when I was waking up this morning, like looking at the news or whatever, like I felt like I was in deja vu because I was like, it feels like I'm back in 2020. I was like, this is the ultimate deja vu day.
Oh, yeah. But elections, like, you know, like they're obviously every 4 years is the big presidential election. Like, it does make you think, like, it makes me think time's actually going by slow, like, which makes me happy. Because, you know, people always say, it's going so fast, oh my gosh. But thinking of the 2020 election, I feel like I was a whole different person.
Yeah, 2020 feels so long ago.
I was in a whole different era, a whole different aesthetic. I hadn't gotten my facelifts yet, hadn't gotten my tummy tuck, my calf implants.
Things have changed.
I know, it's just, we're all just so different now.
Yeah, it felt like I got like a deja vu moment of 2020, but 2020 feels like so long ago. That's why that deja vu moment hit so hard this morning, because I was like, what? That was like a kind of a that's so even type moment.
Oh, yeah. But just la-di-da, la-di-da. The Bro Show is an escape from all the horrors of the world.
We aren't going to talk about voting, because obviously we didn't vote.
Oh, I'm not registered. Just kidding. I did a mail-in ballot a month ago. That's why it's kind of weird that it's election day, because I feel like my election day was a long time ago. I already did it a long while ago. Like, who's voting? Do people vote on the day to be dramatic? That's what I want to know. Like, if you want to vote in person, just do whatever. It doesn't really matter. But I'm going to view you as someone who just, like, you kind of want to be a part of all this drama, it seems like.
Okay. The one thing with mail-in ballots, though, is that it feels like a lot of effort. Even though you just have to sign that little paper and put your address, it feels like a lot of effort. Like,
I
did a mail-in ballot this year, but it's funny because it's probably already born somewhere. But
somebody burned it.
But it does feel like a lot of effort. So I kind of get the people that don't do just vote in person. But it's like, you have to do all these. It's so much work.
We have to wait in line for like 2 hours to vote in person.
I know, but
in the cold, find parking.
I feel like it's a classic thing of procrastination.
Oh, yeah, I actually do. Now that I think about it, I do want to vote in person the next time because it sounds fun. I've never done that.
No, yeah, when you were talking about this, that's why I was like, kind of thinking of why would people vote in person? Because mail-in ballots. But then I was thinking like, oh, I actually want to vote in person to see what it's like.
Yeah, I've actually never done it. Except one time. I think I voted in person for the midterms one time. Do you remember when we went to the DMV?
Oh, yeah. That wasn't, but that still wasn't voting on election day. That was only voting. Like how people did that last week. You can like, yeah, go to the DMV.
I was going
to
say
vote.
That still felt fake because like we were the only people there. Yeah, so I haven't done the full election
but
day wait
in
lines.
But didn't you do that once when like Bernie Sanders was running or no?
That was for the preliminary election, but I actually couldn't vote because I was registered. But then when I got there, they said I wasn't on the list, but then because I knew I was going to vote for Bernie, but. We'll get into that in another podcast. Took me off the registry.
From what you tell me about that story, it makes me question.
No, to be honest, I didn't think anything. I was just like, oh, I guess I'm just a dumbass and I don't understand anything. Because they were like, you're not registered. And I was like, I literally did register, but okay. But then I just took their word for it. I was like, oh, I get it. I probably don't understand anything and I'm actually not registered. But then wasn't it a whole thing like, not to talk about like elections being fake on election day, but wasn't it kind of a whole thing where like a bunch of people in California got... Like they weren't allowed to vote in the preliminary because they thought they'd vote for Bernie.
Didn't they?
Was that a thing?
I remember like you telling me about it, and maybe it was a thing. Like they saw you, and it was like, "Oh, this gay twink that's 23, bitch, he's voting for Bernie." To say that he's an understood.
Oh yeah, I'm not claiming that's true.
Oh yeah, I'm just like I just think it's interesting that you will register and you won't be able to vote that one time.
But
I don't know.
It could also be true that I might just be a little dumbass and going on this little... Maybe I was on a fake website. I could see myself putting in one extra letter and I went to some fake website and registered to vote. And I didn't actually register with the real website. Like, that's also a possibility that I have to be open to. It might not all be a conspiracy against me. You know?
Yeah.
But I still think it is.
I'm cracking open my soda, and today I'm drinking Poppy because I really want to help my gut.
Yeah, it says prebiotic soda.
No, I wanted to point out me drinking Poppy because I feel like one person was watching the video and was thinking, oh, wait, Jacob's a Poppy person? Now it sounds like I'm embarrassed if I was a Poppy person, but I just wanted to point out that I actually am not a Poppy person.
Oh, so you're throwing shade at me for having Poppy at my house?
Well, I never see you drinking it.
Oh, yeah, Matthew actually got it.
But
I drank it like once, but I'd rather just have a LaCroix.
The reason why I wanted to, now I know why I want to point out that I'm not a Poppy person is because isn't it a whole thing where like it's been proven that it's not actually they make all these claims that are false. Apparently, that's what I've heard. So that's why I wanted to point out that I'm not, like, falling for the fake news, guys. Don't worry.
What? Their claims are, like, they're going to, like, cure your gut, make you so skinny. I love how on the back it says, soda's back. And they're like, we're going to make a healthy soda. It's like, soda's been here. Our sales probably going up every year.
It doesn't say on this can, but I think I'm thinking about the right thing.
Oh, no, I kind of remember that. Like, yeah, something happened with them. Like, well, they were in the news.
I think it said something like, if you drink this every day, your gut would actually get better over 20 days. Just take everything I'm saying with a grain of salt, but then people did test and it actually is not true.
But. Oh, yeah. But I do want to point out, like I said, Halloween is over. Halloween is done. And people think they're done putting on costumes, but this morning we all put on a costume still. It just goes back to that RuPaul saying, we're all born naked and the rest is drag. Like, I was trying to make a scary moment saying, just so you all know, we're all still in costumes.
Okay. I was in this weird mood. I was like, wait, you're actually wearing a costume? This is your regular outfit, but you're going more of a psychedelic route.
But it's weird how, like, last week we were dressed up in these costumes for the podcast, but, like, we're still technically in costumes. Like, it's what we're thinking that, like, this morning, like, we both looked in the closet. And I put on these like light wash jeans and this button up, and like I'm viewing it as an outfit, but it's really like I'm putting on like a Lucas costume. Like, ew!
Oh my gosh! And then even
I did my drag. I did the Lucas drag.
And then even at the beginning of the podcast, when I was like saying all this stuff, and even right now I'm saying so much stuff, and it's like I'm just trying to portray like a character I made in my head, I guess.
Wait.
I know.
Every day
really
is Halloween, and we need to make that. We need to make people more aware of that.
Yeah. Every day is Halloween. Like, I was just talking about voting and stuff, and I was just doing that because that's part of my character, being, like, educated.
We're only 10 minutes in. I feel like already this podcast, like, by 30 minutes in, we'll both be having a mental breakdown. And we'll have caused at least 50 other people listening to also have breakdowns.
I hope so. I hope someone's, like, driving and they're on, like, a long road trip and then they pull off the road when you said it. You know how I went in costumes and they had to like stop at a cutie gas station and be like, wait, that's actually true.
They actually picture them stopping, turning off the podcast, unbuckling, putting down the mirror in front of them and just looking at themselves and saying, okay, okay, it's okay. This is me. This isn't a costume.
Something else, kind of just a random thing that I thought of last week. You know how last week on the podcast we were talking about Nicole Kidman was sick of orgasming in the movie?
Oh, yes. On set, she had orgasm burnout.
So I randomly was thinking last week that technically we can relate to her.
Wait.
So on my channel, and you do on your channel too, but like I've done so many videos in the past few years trying these food items, and I feel like we both have experienced too much orgasming with food. Well, you actually don't appreciate things as much. So I feel like if I was doing a big article with Vogue, my thing would be, I've orgasmed too much from eating food. It's gotten painful. Like, I feel like you have so much good food, so many food orgasms. It's gotten to a point where it's like, I have orgasmed too much from the delicious food that I'm eating for these videos.
Oh, you know, I get that. It's like for Jacob's channel, we did eating every cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory. You hear that and say, oh my gosh, that was so much fun living, laughing. Oh, woo, cheesecake. 40 minutes into that video, I feel like everyone was in pain. It was just a slow climb up Mount Everest. Every bite hurt. So that'd be Nicole Kidman. Like, she thought it was going to be fun. Orgasm movie. Oh, hell yes. I don't have to hang out with my kids anymore. Go to work. Go to some other country and film a movie and orgasm all day. But it's like the Cheesecake Factory video. Yeah, like, once you're into the sixth cheesecake, it hurts.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
It's a thing where, like, we just view orgasms as, like, no. Like, there's such thing as food orgasms. Like, it's this thing where, like, you experience such richness in food because you're so spoiled that you actually have too many orgasms.
I know, with your palate.
Yeah.
That's like on the Hunger Games. Remember on the Hunger Games, the capital, like all the wealthy elite, like they would eat so much and then take these pills to throw up and eat more because like they just wanted to keep eating. Like, I feel like even if they did invent that pill, I mean, that doesn't even sound enjoyable. Because they say I ate a whole entire cheesecake meal and then I say, wait, I could have another one and take a pill to throw up at. Then I know I would be like, yeah, I'd have the orgasm burnout from eating that I wouldn't even want to do that, even if I threw up all the food like they did in the Hunger Games.
I have one thing to say to your statement. Facts. Because that is facts. Because when I was saying that, I was picturing me with long fingernails. I love that. But anyway, that's true, though, because I just know that I'm just going to repeat what you said because I need to repeat it. It's true. Like, if I ate a full lasagna, big-ass slice, and I'm full. If I took a pill and ate it again, I'm going to go as far to say, well, if any time in my lifetime that gets invented, I'm only going to do it once because I know I'm not going to like it. Like, no, I'm actually not even going to do it because I know I'm not going to like it.
And also, don't even invent the puke pills. We all know someone's inspired from the Hunger Games and is doing it. That's what they did in the movie, right? Wasn't it something like taking pills and that made them puke? It doesn't seem glamorous, though, them puking. Like, you would have thought they would have had a thing where it dissolved. Pill.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Don't you remember in the movie? Like, I just remember them wearing that weird makeup. You know, they were like this drag. They basically looked like Chapel Roan when she did the NPR Tiny Desk concert. Wasn't that the vibe of everyone in the Capitol?
Are you talking about the new Hunger Games movie?
I'm thinking of the original.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I watched those, but it was so long ago. So.
Don't you remember that girl with the white face? Like, basically like Chapel Roan. Yeah, she painted her face white and had little red cheeks or something.
Well, her lips really small.
Yeah, she just looked so, like, her makeup was great.
Oh, and, like, obviously that book is, like, oh, obviously it's good, but just, like, can we just say, like, how so funny how everyone, when they make up these fake societies, and even real life people have these conspiracy theories, when they picture these really wealthy people, why do they always look like clowns? Why would we picture someone that's worth $30 billion? We all picture this person where, like, you look at them and you're like,
because
they don't look human.
Oh, yeah. But speaking of that whole mindset of how they were in the Capitol in the Hunger Games, I used to watch Floor of Amashore. I still would if it was still on, but for some reason MTV doesn't understand anything and it's not still going.
Well, I feel like if they do continue it, they need to keep the old cast members, a few of them, then integrate and bring in more people.
Yeah, basically it's Jersey Shore, but in Floribama, just like all these Southern people, like drinking. Basically all they do is rent a house and drink all day. It's the same thing as Jersey Shore. They have a little fake job. But in that show, that's the first time I ever heard about the term puke and rally. That was a thing they did every day, which is probably, it's obviously not healthy. It's not good for you spiritually, but every day they'd go out to the bars and they'd say, oh, we're going to puke and rally. And they would puke in the bathrooms and keep going. But I've never been able to do that in my life. But I know people who have done that. Like I've gone to out with people and they actually puke and they want to drink again. But I've never been able to, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Ew, wait, so what I don't get about that, are they like, so they're just constantly in the state of blackout? I don't, like, I'm just confused. Oh, is those certain people where, okay, so this could be a scenario. There's certain people where they have three drinks, and the only way to continue drinking, which this is obviously not going to do for your body, but they would just puke. So maybe people have, like, lower tolerances or something? I don't know, but just puking and rallying, disgusting.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I want to make sure that I'm not pretending to be someone I'm not. I want to really think, have I ever done that? So I'm not trying to portray myself as this Anna Wintour person when really I've puked and rallied. I'm just really trying to think. Because I actually noticed that I've lied before. Like, I don't even mean to lie. Because I remember recently, I think it was when we were in Vegas. I made this statement saying, I've never gotten so hungover that I've puked the next day. But then I realized that's a lie because it happened in Mexico. So it just proves like I didn't mean to lie, but I did. So I just wanted to make sure I actually wasn't a puke and rally person. Like, I want to make sure I wasn't actually someone who was doing that every weekend and I didn't realize it.
I feel like this could be a fact. Like, in conversations and stuff, you might accidentally lie. But if someone wrote you a letter, wrote you a note, wrote you a little book type thing. If someone wrote a book, like actually just wrote a book. If someone's lying in that type of format, I feel like that's a different type of lie. Because if I'm writing someone a letter, let's just say I wrote someone a letter and there's a lie in it, I would probably reread the letter. So then that's like a different type of lie. Because it's more, on purpose.
But then what if purposeful. It was just stream of consciousness writing? Like when I said in Vegas, I've never puked the day after drinking. Like I might have actually written that in my memoir that day.
But I
would have been. But then I guess, like you said, hopefully I would reread the memoir.
That's what I'm thinking of.
And then add a little note saying, actually, that I'd have puked the next day after drinking while at a Mexican resort, all inclusive.
That would be so funny if I actually want to read a memoir where they write it in a week. And then the next week they look over and then every now and then in parentheses. So it turns out this is a lie. Can I actually just said it because I wanted to be viewed as cool by you guys. And then a few pages further. Okay, I actually lied about this too. I actually did cheat on this person. But I wanted to be viewed as a good person by you guys.
Oh, you read a whole three chapters of the book. And then they write, by the way, this whole section of the book was made up. I thought it was real, but it turns out it was a dream. they say upon further research, I asked people in my life and this didn't happen. I guess I made it up, LOL.
I want to read a book like that because I just love like someone being that honest. Because I feel like everyone could do that on accident.
That's kind of like the Martha Stewart documentary clip that's been going viral.
Yeah,
of her,
I saw
like,
that.
She's saying in the clip in her new Netflix documentary, like, if a guy cheats on you, he's a piece of shit. Dump his ass. You're not the problem. He is. Cheating is gross. Don't stay with him. And then the interviewer is like, about 20 minutes ago, you mentioned that you cheated on him first. And she was like, oh, she's like, well, that was like a very small affair. And she said, that was like a cute little affair with someone from Ireland. He didn't even know about that. So like that wouldn't have affected him. And then the interviewer says, actually, he says, you admitted you cheated on him. And he said, that's why he started cheating on you is because you cheated on him. And she was just like that would be awkward having a documentary about your life. Cause you probably would realize like, oh my God, I'm just like, I feel like no one can see themselves clearly. Like you wouldn't even know that you weren't like aware of all this stuff. You know what I mean? You'd be like, I guess I'm the one who did cheat first. Like, you probably would. She just forgot.
I know.
She was like, oh, yeah, but that was in Ireland, so that didn't count, you know?
How many days do you think it was where she's being questioned and interviewed for this one documentary? Is it more of a one-day thing or more of like a four to five days?
Oh, yeah, I was thinking that because the whole documentary is, just narrated her telling her story from, like, birth. It's just in chronological order. But I feel like it'd be, like, 3 days maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe just one day. Maybe they just knock it out. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be like a Bravo reunion type thing.
Oh, yeah, but she, in the documentary, when she talks about her affair, she says that she was on her honeymoon. First of all, her honeymoon was like half a year. Like, she was just, she married some rich guy. She was rich. I don't know what the deal was.
Oh, my god!
But they were in Ireland, I guess.
Okay, I want to, yeah. Go, if anyone is, has anyone watching had a honeymoon for that long? Because I'm not even trying to be annoying, but how is it not boring?
I know, because like, I don't want to even feel like vacation after a certain point.
Oh, yeah, like, I feel like you could for sure have fun for, like, a whole year doing vacationing, but I don't know, you have to have stuff planned, right? You can't just be like, oh, we're in a 5-star hotel for half a year. Like, that's boring.
I know, it's like, what? I think you'd have to be traveling all over, like, yeah, going to different places. But I guess they were in Ireland on Easter, and she wanted to go to church, but her husband didn't. So she went to this, like, really nice cathedral. Actually, I don't even know if this is in Ireland, but it was with an Irish man that she cheated on with at the church. So she went to this beautiful church somewhere in Europe and said it was so emotional, and said she was so emotional, and then she found this Irish man and he was so emotional, and they kissed, and she kind of had a little like affair with him that night. But she said that she didn't consider it cheating because she was like, it was just like a connection of two people, like two people meeting in this beautiful church. It was emotional. It was, said it wasn't sexual, it wasn't cheating, but it's like, but it was.
Wait,
you know?
Wait, so that was, so this affair was more of a one-night affair?
Oh, it was just a one-day thing with the Irish guy, like making out in a church.
Wait, and this happened on a honeymoon?
Yeah, and then she just went home, I guess, and her husband was in the hotel room, and she's, I don't know when she ended up telling him, but yeah. But she made it seem so normal, like she was like, yeah, like that wasn't cheating, I don't feel bad, but it made me think, like, how many people have cheated on their honeymoon, but like they just don't think it's a big deal because they were like, I was at an all-inclusive resort in Cabo. It was so emotional. You just had to be there. Like it wasn't cheating. If you were there, you would get it. Like, is that a common thing with honeymoons?
Or just in general, like, I just I wonder, like it takes a certain person to be able to like do something that a lot of people could say is bad and then just say like, you had to be there, though.
Yes,
like,
if you were in the church with her, you wouldn't think it was cheating.
Yeah, like, there's other bad things. Like, I feel like people have used that excuse, like, you had to be there.
No, you just had to.
Make, I mean, none of us have experienced it except pulling that guy. It's like, you probably just had to be there.
Oh, yeah, like literally. Martha Stewart.
So, a few weeks ago, I was buying a mattress for, it was actually an investment for my OnlyFans. But I was buying,
did you get like a special OnlyFans mattress?
We can't be doing your OnlyFans on your regular mattress. You know, like the work life separation.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I was buying a new mattress and I actually made the whole story up. But I was buying a new mattress and it made me, I wrote this down in my podcast notes because it made me want to talk about this because it's happened to me a few times. So I was buying the mattress, just like looking at them, and like he was like, they were like saying like, this mattress is firm, this mattress is soft, and then like he said, oh, you have an accent, where are you from? And then whenever this happens, it's so uncomfortable because I could just say, oh, I have a speech impediment, so that's why my voice sounds like that, but I feel like I can't say that because then it's gonna make them so uncomfortable.
Wait, so to make it more comfortable, did you pretend you were from like England or something, or like what was the plan?
That's why I wrote in my podcast notes is that I feel like I should be the best actor or the biggest liar because all of these times that this has happened to me in public, I could have just like fully like started practicing my acting and like just lied to them because that's not,
oh yeah,
that's not really a thing where like you're actually. Like, if I did lie, I don't really view that as a bad lie. I just view that as more of, oh, you're just a little jokester that is down. Like, it is a lie. It's not a lie.
But it's not a sin.
Yeah.
Like, but I feel like you wouldn't have to confess that at confession. By the way, I feel like my nose is just so clogged. Like, sorry I have to keep doing stuff like that, but I'm just like what it's going to be today, I guess.
This probably will be the next 3 months of the podcast.
Yeah.
Because it's winter.
Winter in the Midwest. Like, you're just going to have this vibe for the rest of the next 6 months.
It sounds like you're about to cry, kind of. Because, like, you know when you're so congested, that happens?
I know. I just feel like this big glob of, like, congestion, and it's stuck, like, in between my nose and my throat right now. But I'm powering through it.
You have do a declog.
Wait, so what did you say? Like, he said, do you have an accent? You just said no.
Oh, no. So I think he said, like, I think he actually said, where are you from? Like, you have an accent. And then I said, oh, I'm just from Nebraska. And then that's actually... When if if this was being filmed and it was for like a movie, there'd be like a pin dropping, because then it's like this whole
vibe. Then you feel this like tighten up, like, wait, what?
Then it's this whole, yeah. No, like it didn't. It felt like that to me, but if I think about it, it wasn't even that awkward. But it just, that's when it's like, wait, what? Because I'm just going to, let's just say he thought I was from like somewhere in Europe. It's like, but I don't get it. So, but then I just assume that he's probably thinking this. Oh, so you're born in Nebraska, but your parents are like literally like first generation, like
from Belgium or something.
Yeah. So then, but this was one of the times where he mentioned it a few other times. So that happened. And then like, I did end up buying a mattress from this place. So we were like chit chatting about it. And then he said, oh yeah. So he mentioned it again, but not in like a weird way. He said like, oh, so where are you from then? Cause like you do have an accent. And then I said, oh, just from here. And then he said, no, but like, what's like your, like history? And then I said, oh, I think like I'm like part Polish or something.
Wait, so he did think like, oh, he's from like your parents are first generation immigrants.
Oh yeah. So there has been situations like when this happens, where like they, after a while they can just tell, oh, it's not an accent. But with this situation, it was like the whole entire time he actually just thought I was a foreign person, I guess.
Oh, that's funny. So once you said, oh yeah, I'm Polish or whatever, he was like, oh, okay, that makes more sense.
No, basically I said like, oh, like I'm from Poland. Oh, no, I didn't say I'm from Poland. I said like I have like Polish roots, like maybe some Russian, I don't know.
Russian?
No, I actually didn't say Russian. I said Poland and something else. What else did I say? Oh, no, I said something
else. All I know is that word German and Irish.
Oh, I think I maybe said German or something.
Okay.
Okay, but I said one of those because that's, like, what I think of. I don't know. But then basically he kind of ended. Like, he didn't even, like, say, like, oh, so it's, like, a Polish accent. I think he just kind of got the vibe of, like, oh, you're just confusing and you don't even know where you're from, but you have an accent. But then another time this happened was earlier this year, was when I was giving blood. So I was at this place where they just like do blood vials, and I think they do like, it was Quest Diagnostics, isn't that like what nationwide?
Yeah, I just, they draw your blood, give you the blood test results.
Yeah, so this
blood
is yeah, just out blood. This is another situation what happened. So, because I tried to come up with a few just to give a few examples. So they were doing my blood and just like saying like, oh, what do you do for work and stuff? And then I was just answering it, and then she said like, oh, where are you from? Like, you have an accent. And then I said I'm from Nebraska again. That's when the pin drops.
Wait, so what was her reaction? Was she like, no, but like, did she go deeper like that guy? Like, but where are you from though? Like before this?
I think she did like maybe one more like, oh, like, but you sound like you're from somewhere. And then this was a situation where like, I didn't really answer anything. It was like early in the morning. She's just said like, you sounds like you're from somewhere. And then I just did this. Oh, I get that a lot. You know,
oh yeah, and then it'd just be kind of the vibe of new subject.
Yeah, so then I thought it was just like, okay, like that happens like kind of frequently. It's not even weird. And like, I feel like I honestly don't even view it as awkward anymore, because it's just like a little like thing that happens every 3 months maybe. But then one of the other nurses, like later when I was about to leave, said, oh, I am heard what she was asking you. Like, you do sound like you have an accent. She's not joking.
Oh my God, so like a double down.
And then I think that one, I literally just did this. And that's the end of that
I guess
story.
It's not like an insult. Like, having an accent is cool, you know?
Oh, yeah, just this thing where like I said, I would just say I have a speech impediment. I honestly wouldn't be, like, embarrassed or anything. But then it's this whole, I just feel uncomfortable saying that, because it kind of is, in a way, like, just like this, like, micro diss. Kind of saying, like, nope.
Oh, so it's saying, you might think, you feel like you'd be dissing them being like, oh, it's a speech impediment. Like, it isn't an accent, so why'd you even bring that up?
Yeah, so I feel like I'd rather just like leave it like that.
But then, that is interesting though. Like, for other people with speech impediments, does this happen to you guys? Because I've noticed that even whenever I've done videos with you forever, and it always is comments. Like, I don't really get comments. When I first started doing videos with you, I never got comments like, he has a speech impediment or whatever. It always was, where's he from? They were like, how are you guys brothers? But like, he's from a different country. Like, people always have that vibe, like thinking you're from a different country. So is that common, or is it just your specific voice is more of like a European accent? Because like, since your European past life was so strong, like it just came to this life. Like, is that common? Do you know? Or do you just have more of like a European flair?
No, I think that's probably like kind of common.
Oh, I didn't know if it was like you listened to too much Pixie Lop music growing up and like it like, just really like you really just tried to be British or something.
Honestly, nah, I don't think so. But let's just say that's why. It could be from a past life. But then one other situation I thought of was this one was these situations are more awkward because as I've grown older, it's not awkward. But when you're younger, it's awkward. This was in high school when you're around all these people that you don't really want to be around. It's just a more awkward situation. So it was in culinary class. There was a substitute one day. And you remember in some of the classes, not every class. Well, no, they actually wouldn't do it in every class because usually you had the same teacher and they actually like recognized you. But when you had a substitute, remember when they'd actually read every name and say, okay, are you here?
I remember just doing roll call, that whole thing.
Yeah, so it usually happened with substitutes because they didn't like know anyone. And then they said, yeah, Jacob. And I said, I'm here. And then they said, oh, where are you from? It sounds like you have an accent. And then this was so long ago, probably like 6 years ago, but I think I just said like, oh, I'm from Nebraska. And then I think she did like the thing that the mattress guy said, like, but where are you from? And then I probably said like, German. I'm like kind of Germanish. Wait, no. Germanish, what?
German.
German.
Germanish. That's a funny. So like they actually like they think that like you're actually like you were born in another country.
Yeah, and then, it's kind of funny because, like, sometimes it's the vibe of, like, maybe they would understand after a while, like, oh, it's just a speech impediment. And then maybe sometimes it's the vibe of, like, from what it seems like, at least, like, oh, like, you're from another country, but you've lived here your whole life, so you're not really informed on it or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's so interesting.
Oh, was I adopted or I don't know?
That's a thing.
Was I?
We need to ask mom. I don't remember the day you were born. All I remember is like some like her going like on this plane somewhere.
Frick.
And she never was pregnant. JK. What was I gonna say?
But yeah, that's a little inside the life of Jacob.
So is that where you're gonna continue to do them? Like if people say, what accent are you? Are you just gonna say like I'm from like say like just maybe do a whole character each time or?
Well, I guess I should probably do a disclaimer. If I actually am gonna be friends with someone, it's more of a long term relationship, I'm not gonna say I'm from Germany. I'd probably just say, I would just say I have a speech impediment. But but these are like, I feel like it's okay to like not really like be that like vulnerable or whatever with like these random people that you're never probably gonna see again.
Oh yeah, like but who even cares?
It'd be weird if like I feel like it'd be weird if I like had a friendship with someone and I kept saying like, oh, like 2 years and be like, yeah, I'm from like Germany, I think.
But then they find out, like, even your great-great-grandparents were born in America. They're like, wait, but what?
Yeah, so I feel like that'd be, like I was saying, like, the biggest liar or the best actor. Like, that'd actually be, like, put on a whole act.
Oh, okay, that is so interesting, though, because, like, it's just weird because, you know, when you're around people, like, I feel like you don't even hear, like, their voices anymore. That's why I don't understand.
Yeah, but then...
Like, I don't ever, like, talk to you and think, oh, you have an accent or, like, a speech impediment or something because... Yeah, just like weird, like you just, but then that kind of goes into the vibe of me saying like, I don't see race. So am I not supposed to have that vibe?
I actually
don't hear the speech impediment, but doesn't that give the vibe of like, I'd be hanging out with someone in another race and I would say, by the way, like, I don't see race. And they'd be like, that'd be like kind of a microaggression.
I actually viewed it as a microaggression every time you say
I guess I don't want to offend the speech impediment community.
No.
But that happened on the Disney cruise. That was like such a funny situation.
Because yeah, when I was thinking of situations, I was like thinking like, this is like a frequent thing, but like I honestly can't really think of that many. It's probably because it's just frequent, but.
Yeah, because I remember I always get comments about it when I first did videos with you, but then on the Disney cruise, I feel like that might be one of, it's happened like, yeah, like probably a couple of times, but that was one time where I really remember it because we made it more awkward than it was. Like it was somehow like, it was just so funny because we were talking to these people who actually watched. They claimed they watched our videos because first of all, they saw me filming on the Disney cruise. So then they said, wait, like, I know you guys. Like, I watch your guys' videos. But then while we were talking to them, they said they watch all these cruise YouTubers. And it's like, I've only done one video about a cruise. So I'm like, I feel like you don't actually watch me because they're saying, yeah, you guys go on all these different cruises and all this stuff. But it's like, we've literally been on one. So and then I realized like she actually didn't watch us, but like. She just thought she just had watched other cruise YouTubers and assumed we were one of them.
This is what I think happened. So we were at this beer tasting and we were kind of like chatting back and forth. And after that situation happened, this is what happened. 100% actually. It's not what I think. Okay, so she heard that we had more feminine voices, I would say. And then she thought we were this other, like, these two gay people that went on cruises or something. Because basically, they didn't, like, yeah, because you've only done one cruise video, but they acted like, you guys have done all these cruise videos, you guys, like, know all about these cruises. But that's never actually happened where someone, like, and then they saw your camera, too, but that's never happened where someone said, like, they noticed us or whatever, but they actually, like, noticed someone else. But that wasn't us, but they thought it.
Us. So we were just talking to her, and then she was like, so where are you guys from? And we said, oh, we're from Nebraska, whatever. But then she said, but you, like, you have, like, an accent, like, you're not from Nebraska. And then you were like, oh, no, I am. But then it was, instead of, like, but then we didn't really laugh. Then it just became this awkward, because I feel like then she got awkward, and then it was just, like, this weird ice form between us. And then we just didn't talk to them for the rest of the time. Like, wasn't it? I remember that time it was just somehow the right things happened to, like, make it the most uncomfortable situation possible. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was basically like one of us, like, it was actually a conversation. It wasn't just them saying, oh, we recognized you guys. It was more of a conversation. So then, I just feel like we didn't put in the effort to, like, say, oh, anyway.
Oh, yeah. Because then it was just like, yeah. Yeah.
That whole day was like, I feel like when you're on a Disney ship for 3 days, it's like, okay, Disney. It's like, gets to a point of exhaustion.
Yeah, the last day of the Disney cruise where you feel overwhelmed, overstimulated, too many goofies running around, too many people wearing princess dresses, and then you don't know how to end conversations at the beer tasting. It's a natural progression of a cruise.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
With the whole, like, doing a big lie and stuff, like, I wish I was one of those people, but I know what, I have a feeling that I'll never be one of those people. Like, it actually sounds, like, so much fun to me. Like, next time someone asks me this at, like, let's just say a shopping center, and I say, oh, yeah, I'm actually, I was born in, like, Brighton, and I moved here, like, 5 years ago. It sounds so fun doing that, but the I just know I never would, because I have this fear that, like, somehow they would, like, work with someone in our family, and then, like, it'd be a thing, like, oh, your brother's actually just one big liar. That's funny. He, like, lies, I guess, to everyone.
He's a compulsive liar.
It does sound fun doing that, and it most likely it wouldn't really affect anyone, but I probably won't ever do that.
That'd be interesting next time it happens, saying, they say, what, you have an accent, like, I can't place it, and say, guess. Like, you know, sometimes people are from other countries and they might do that. Say, guess. They'll say, guess by Charlie CX. But you just say, guess, like, what accent is. And that'd be interesting to know, like, what they say.
Oh, so
they're
like, that's a good idea.
Let me say that. It becomes a game. They're like, okay, say a few words and you say, oh, is it Irish? Is it a Greek? Like, and then just hearing, because that'd be interesting to know what accent these people think you have, you know?
Yeah. Or just, like, really? Oh, like, this would be even more, like, this would actually just be mean, but it sounds fun. So they asked me that question. Huh. Wait, what? You're a fucking asshole. What?
So we're commenting on each other's voices now?
Wait, we're commenting on each other's nationalities now? What?
I just try a different approach each time.
This is horrible. Pull up my phone, start recording them. Okay, I'm on live. I'm on Instagram live.
Okay, I may expose you.
It's horrible. You assumed. Because if I feel like most people, if they were in this situation of, let's just say I did that, even if they knew what they did wasn't bad, you would actually be so scared. Because, like, wait, maybe I'm actually not aware enough, and actually what I did was so bad.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, because it would be a thing, like, maybe it's like a, maybe it actually is so bad to, like, say, what accent do you have? I didn't think it was, but maybe it is.
Yeah. Okay, but then I'm trying to think of what I would say if I was you. I feel like I would just say, like, oh, yeah, I just have, like, a different type of voice. Like, I don't have an accent, though.
Oh, I guess that would be something to say. Yeah, to say, oh, yeah, I just have a different type of voice.
To say, oh, my voice is just different. You're really unique.
I'm different.
Oh, speaking of voices, though, I was thinking randomly. I don't even know why it popped into my mind, but I was just thinking of my vocal lesson teacher growing up. This wasn't the one that you had. We at one time shared a vocal teacher. Did you do voice lessons or just piano lessons?
I think I did vocal lessons probably for, like, a year to half a year, and then piano lessons for, like, a year.
So I'm trying to think of how old I was. I swear I was, like, I don't even know, like, 9 or something? Like, 9 to, like, 12 years old, maybe? Maybe I have the dates wrong, but I was with this one voice teacher at that age range. I was doing voice lessons right there, because I remember telling my mom, like, I want to do singing lessons. Like, I heard someone in my school do it, and I was like, that sounds fun. But I'm just thinking of this vocal teacher because she was so supportive. Like, when I did the most, like, I would always just bring Kelly Clarkson songs, and she never questioned it. Like, she always, like, bring whatever music you want to sing, and I always would just bring Kelly Clarkson songs or, like, just, like, and she never was like, oh, maybe you should try a more male song. She was always like, oh, yeah, let's do Breakaway again. Like, let's do Because of You by Kelly Clarkson for the third time. Like, she was just, and I just wanted to say thank you to her, you know?
Oh, you saying that, I feel like that's actually, a common thing. Well, like, if you were, like, if you came off as very gay when you were younger, you can name, like, three people in your elementary schools, hopefully maybe only one. But you can name those people that, like, so I'm talking about, like, a chaperone or something at your school. You could tell, like, they, like, fucked with you.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, they, like, weren't judgmental at all. Like, they were, like, it's, like, you would, like, be singing, like, love, like, you would say, like, I love Lady Gaga, like the Love Game music video or whatever. And, like, they would actually, like, chime in and, like, but then I feel like those really stand out because then some people kind of act like it's a little bit weird.
I could have had a voice teacher who was like, no, you have to do Michael Bublé, you know? Like, too much, like, they'd be like, there's too much Kelly Clarkson. Like, you're a guy, you have to sing some guy songs. But I remember one time, like, when I first worked with her, she was like, let's do Yesterday by the Beatles. And then I remember she kind of got my vibes that I just didn't really F with that. So she was like, oh, like, what music do you actually like then? And that's when I started bringing in the Kelly Clarkson. And
so you were who a else Kelly was like Clarkson a, stan?
I think it's, I'm trying to think, because I think I viewed her as like a good singer, obviously, because she won American Idol. So, like, if I'm going to voice lessons, I was like, I want to sound like Kelly Clarkson, obviously. You know what I mean?
Yes. Wait, so, like, what's, like, what, I know, like, all of her songs, but, like, what's, like, a song that you would have sang, like, back in the
Breakaway. I remember singing Breakaway. I think I'm just so many Kelly Clarkson songs. I think I even sang a Christina Aguilera song one time.
That's funny.
I think that's what happened. I think I would always bring Kelly Clarkson, and then she kind of got the vibe. And then one time she brought Christina Aguilera. She was like, maybe, like, you should do Christina Aguilera this week. Like, she started getting the vibe, you know?
Yeah. So, Christina, yeah, just, you know, what song would that be?
I think Genie in a Bottle? It was like she had me at 9 years old singing Genie in a Bottle. No, it was like her innocent song. I'm from Mulan. Mm. The one about her looking in a mirror.
I'm beautiful.
Oh, Reflection. Do you know that song?
That, yeah, like, when you were saying about, like, the Mulan, like, I actually don't.
Oh, that song is actually a bop. It's not, she just, like, did a cover of it, I think, Christina Aguilera.
Mm.
But, yeah, just a little voice lesson story time.
Yeah, I think I just did voice lessons because I was, like, practicing for the talent show.
Oh, yeah. That sounds so funny. You said just. I was just doing voice lessons to practice for the talent show. Like,
that is so funny. Yeah. It reminds me of a Disney show. Like, I feel like people can say these Disney Channel shows are so cheesy, but it's actually like real life sometimes.
I know. Didn't you sing Baby by Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
That was a vibe. But speaking of just gays in general, did you see the ASAP Science video on gay face? I guess there's actual science about just gay faces.
Yeah, I feel like I like thought before, I'm going to watch that video, but then I didn't know it did, but yeah.
Okay, so like, I guess they've actually done studies. I wonder who like funds these studies, because there's not really a point. I guess there is a point. They want to know like, oh, does sexuality like change your body look and stuff? Like your face shape? Like,
what if it was some really like this like religious group that hated gays so much and they did this study because they're like, okay, so like if someone does look like that, like, we need to, like, get them in conversion camp.
Oh, no. That's, I think they mentioned that in this video. They were saying it is controversial because, like, if there actually was, like, a gay face prototype, like, it would be bad because it might out people in these countries where, like, they would be punished and stuff, you know? Or, like you said, like, they might be in some weird religious thing where, like, they get forced to conversion camp because they have a gay face.
Okay, so what's, like, the study, actually? Like, so what is the study?
They found out. So we can analyze our faces to see, like, how gay of faces we have. So first of all, it's on a spectrum. Like, some people have, like, severe gay face, and then some people have minor gay face.
So it's basically, like, maybe if you have mild, like, you're more of a bi person.
Yeah, like, you know, you're more pan.
Yeah.
Undecided, questioning. So apparently gay men have shorter noses, which I don't really follow that. Because remember, I've always gone through life thinking I have a big nose. So I guess I have a more of a straight nose.
Wait, okay. Shorter nose. What does that mean? Like, does that mean does that mean, like, shorter, I'm just picturing like width or length?
I think just everything. All it says was shorter noses and larger foreheads, which Both of us have probably bigger foreheads.
But I would say, like, the only reason why I have a big forehead is to have a receding hairline. Like, that doesn't really have to do with, like, I feel like if I... I feel like I've, oh, yeah, like, I could see myself having a bigger than average forehead, like, special, like, because I have a receding hairline, but some people have really small foreheads.
I don't even know, like, those, yeah, people have, like, a little puny, like, two-finger forehead. So, like, those people would be very straight. Whereas I feel like my whole life, even before my hair started receding, I had a bigger forehead. Like, I just had a big forehead. You know what I mean?
I've, like, thought before, like, because I just have, like, I've talked, like, obviously, I'm acting like it's, this is, I've talked to people with small foreheads, but sometimes when I'm talking to someone with a small forehead, I think, like, look, I want to see what that feels like. What I mean, I'm not saying it in a way of, I want a small forehead. I just want to see, like, would it feel like my skin's more tight? Like,
I know.
I just have so many questions. Like, because I think, like, wait, so, like, when you put lotion on your forehead, like, you actually save money because you use less lotion? Like,
oh, that's true. Less forehead area to break out, too. Like, you would have less acne overall because you have a smaller forehead.
And if you do get Botox on a small forehead, do you get less because you have a small forehead?
Unless you'd save money in a lot of ways.
Like, small forehead people, like, part of me thinks that they should be taxed a little bit more because they end up spending less, so then it equals out.
That's true, honestly, though.
I feel like whoever, like, if Kamala Harris does become president, I feel like that should be one of the things, like, okay, like, people with smaller foreheads, like, unfortunately, you're going to be taxed 1% more.
I'm saying, yeah, we're going to measure them at your next time you go to, like, vote or whatever, like, or next time you go to the DMV, we're going to measure your forehead. So gay men have shorter noses, larger foreheads. But the interesting thing is lesbians have small foreheads.
I've seen that. I'm joking.
Oh, wait, who's, like, a famous lesbian?
Kristen Stewart.
No, she isn't. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I thought she was.
Oh, no, she is, like, lesbian or something, or bi.
Oh, okay.
But, like, yeah, she has, like, a bigger forehead, though, right?
I honestly don't, like, I know what she looks like, but I feel like foreheads aren't prominent enough when I'm thinking about someone's forehead.
Oh, yeah. Also, I guess lesbians have upturned noses.
Like, so they go up?
Yeah, their noses, like, point up. It's more of just a lesbian thing, I guess, according to ASAP Science. Okay. But
so, like, Dr. Seuss, when he created Whoville, like, everyone in that town was a lesbian?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Just lesbian. But the thing is, they found out that these were, like, the features that lesbians and gays have. So they're like, let's put a test to this. So they exaggerated these features. Like, they gave guys giant foreheads and little tiny noses, or, like, but it still looked natural. Or they give these lesbians, like, very small foreheads. And then they had people guess if, by looking at a photo, if all these people are gay or straight. And women were very good at it. They got 75% accurate results. Women are just better at, like, detecting gay faces, I guess. But AI.
This was like women with, like, gay men and lesbian women, like, both?
It was just women. Like, they had like, people look at photos of people and say, are they gay or straight? And guys didn't really do that good at it. Mm. But women overall just were really able to, like, they can pick out a gay face in a crowd. Like, okay. Women can spot it. But AI does even better than women. It gets it right 80% of the time. So that's just crazy. That doesn't make sense. Like, I feel like girls are just better at picking up on a lot of stuff. Gay faces, emotions, psychic abilities. Like, women, I feel like they just have a kind of a sixth sense with a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
So it makes sense that they can see a gay face a mile away.
So basically, during this study, they figured out, like, two things for lesbian, two things for gay people, and then they exaggerated it in a few photos, and then had people guess to, like, kind of prove, like, is this real?
So, like, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess that is it. Yeah, that is interesting.
I mean, it's funny, because when they show it exaggerated, like, I don't really picture a gay guy. Like, when I picture a gay face, I don't picture that. Like, they showed, like, a giant forehead and this little nose. Like, this looked like this bitchy, like, all this person who is so bitchy. I guess maybe that is a gay face. You know, if you picture someone with this really big forehead and then this small nose, like, it just gives, like, this like, bossy, bitchy, this bossy gay vibe, you know?
Yeah, that's, like, it's so funny, though, because now I'm thinking about all these gay men, and I'm thinking, like, some of them look nothing like that, though.
Oh, yeah, they're saying all just a scale, like, and yeah. Some people, like, might have a completely gay face, but they're straight, so, like, if you're in a heterosexual marriage and you find out your husband has gay face, like, it doesn't mean he's gay. Like, there's exceptions, you know?
I wonder if anyone watched this video and then, like, when their husband, like, came home, like, they started crying, saying, like, Like, it's like, I don't know how to tell you this, but like, you're obviously gay. Or like, same with the other one, like when the wife came home, the husband was like, oh, you're obviously lesbian, and I could tell you didn't like me anyway. They took it so seriously.
I know.
So another thing about kind of having to do with psychics, how you said women have psychic abilities. Have you ever been cleaning out your closet and you realized you have to throw some clothes away? Because they remind you of a previous era of your life. Like, I've cleaned out my closet before and thought, like, I like this, but I have to give it to Goodwill. Because it just reminds me of, like, so I was in, like, high school, like, 5 years ago, but I still have some pieces. But at some point, it's like, I just can't keep it because it reminds me of high school. And same with, like, if I'm, like, 29 and I have a t-shirt from, like, my 21st birthday, I might be like, I just can't have it because it just reminds me of this old me. I feel like I need to be evolving. And I'm not talking like throwing away everything. There's just this thing with certain pieces I feel like have so many things attached to them. I don't know why, just certain pieces, not every piece though.
No, that's for sure a thing. Like, you just have to get rid of that stuff, donate it to give someone else to put on their, to add to their journey of life. Cause yeah, I would just pull, I feel like it would pull you back.
No, I just, yeah, Because to even, like, further think about it, I've even tried before, like, I'm going to wear it today. And then I just, like, that's like, what? It feels weird.
I know. That is a thing. Like, I was on
They have their own life.
They do. There's energy attached to the piece. Because I tried to get jean shorts this past summer, and I ordered jean shorts from Levi's, I'm pretty sure. And there were these jean shorts that were so tight on your thigh. And I was like, oh, my God, I feel like I'm Frankie Grande in 2013. And like, no. I don't dislike him or anything, but I just felt like I was pulled back. Like, I feel like I would actually not be able to move forward in my life if I kept those jeans. I had to send them back, get a refund. Because it also reminded me of jeans I wore back in the day. Like, I always wear those skin tight jeans. They're skin tight on your thighs. And like, it was just like, oh, I just feel like I'm being pulled back.
Yeah. So is it kind of like this, like, you like, because when I'm thinking about it, like, I don't view these clothes as ugly. It's more of this vibe of, this was another version of me.
Yeah, that was the old me. Now it's on to the new me.
Yeah, because it's this whole thing. It's not even, like, negative. Like, I have no negative association. It's more just like,
I know. I wonder, like, when you get over that, though, or some people maybe just always are like that. Because our grandma, for example, she has, like, she buys, like, nice clothing, I feel like. Like, she isn't buying, obviously, no, she's not buying from Shein and stuff. Like, it seems like she goes to, like, these department stores and, like, she doesn't have, like, a bunch of clothes, but they all are in such good condition. But she'll, like, she wears them over, like, you know what I mean? I feel like she's, like, the type of vibe, like, I'm going to take care of these clothes and wear them for decades. But, like, I wonder if she ever is even in the mirror, like, ugh, it just reminds me of my 70s. Or she's like, that reminds me of, like, when I was 82. And it just pulls her back. And she's like, ugh, we need to evolve. Or she just fights it because she wants to keep the clothes.
Well, with this whole clothing thing, I've noticed that there's some clothing that would never do that to me. Like, I feel
if I
really look at my closet, like, I'm just thinking about a pair of jeans I have. Like, I feel like there's, like, a few things. There's, like, actually, like, a few things in my closet. Well, I feel like they would never go through that because I just, like how they're just, I just like them a lot. So I feel like they never would go, if I did keep them for the rest of my life, they wouldn't ever go through that phase, I don't think.
That's actually true. I feel like it's if you have, like, a timeless, if you have a timeless piece of clothing, it will never give you that vibe. Like, when I'm thinking of these skin tight jeans, these Frankie Grande jeans, those are so trendy of that time. Like, I feel like it's these things that are so trendy of the time they were trending that you can't keep because they pull you back.
That's what I was going to say when you were mentioning the skin tight jeans, what you were saying. Like, I kind of feel like part of one of the reasons why this feeling that I have exists is because maybe the clothing pieces are so trendy from that time. So then they remind me of this trend. So which kind of feels like I'm going back in time. So basically a way to fight it would be to get timeless pieces because it's very, I feel like if I was doing a scientific experiment, it's less likely to happen if it's a piece that doesn't feel like it's associated with like a trend from this year or that year.
Yeah, that's for sure a hack for it. That is a thing. I feel so good to go through your closet and donate so much stuff. Like, it feels so good just ripping stuff off the hangers and, like, even stuff that you kind of like, just being like, nope, and just getting rid of stuff. Like, there's something I love just throwing stuff out of my house and giving it to Goodwill. Like, it's such a freeing vibe.
I feel like you must get that from our mom because I feel like she has that vibe.
Oh, our mom throws away everything. Like, she throws away, like, important documents on accident. Like, hasn't that been a thing where, like, she's like, oh, I accidentally threw that away, like, important things?
She threw away our birth certificates.
What did she actually?
I made that up.
But I wouldn't even be surprised. Also, like, all of our home videos growing up have been thrown away, but, like, she claims it was on accident, but I feel like she's just the vibe of, like, you, like, I don't want to look at these home videos. Like, it's just so cringy. So she just threw them all away. You know what I mean? Like, it's I kind cringy. Of get it in a certain light.
I feel like I'm, like, actually not like that, because there's been times where I'm like, going through pieces of paper, and I'm like, oh, I feel like I should keep it, because what if I want to, like, let's just say it's, like, it's a piece of paper that has my blood test results from, like, my cholesterol and stuff. I can literally look at those results on the internet, because there's a website that they have for it. But then sometimes I think, like, I should keep this piece of paper, because, like, it's just easier looking at it on a piece of paper. But so I feel like I'm actually kind of, like, in the middle. Like, I'm not totally, like, keep everything. But then sometimes when I'm, like, figuring, like, cleaning out, it is, like, but will I? Like, it's, like, will I want it? Or do I want it? Like,
oh, yeah.
It's this thing where, like, even sometimes at, like, grocery store, I'm just so indecisive. I'm, like, do I want this chicken or this chicken? And then it's, like, I'm there for, like, 3 minutes kind of thinking about it.
Oh, okay, no, I feel like I'm not like that, because I feel like I've realized maybe I'll be different when I'm older, but I never would, like, even look back on any of this stuff. Like, you know, you always think one day I'm going to look back on this card and, like, be like, oh my gosh, like, maybe that does happen when you're in, like, your 70s. I don't know about it yet, but I just don't think I'm ever going to look back on all this stuff and ever care. Like, obviously I'll care, but, like, I feel like I already experienced it. I don't really need to look back.
Yeah.
But maybe that is going to be a mistake. Like, I'll have nothing to look back on my life when I'm older.
Oh, I feel like with the card thing and stuff, like, it's so nice when someone gives you a card and, like, I appreciate it, but, like, I'm not going to keep it for the most part, because unless I had, like, a really sweet letter, but I feel like it just, like, it's, I just don't think I ever would look back on it.
But I actually do
read it and stuff, and I'm thankful.
I think for me, it's more physical stuff, because, like, digital things, I'm about keeping a bunch of stuff. Like, even my voicemail on my cell phone, like, I feel like I'm with some people, I just want to keep their voicemails. I'm like, what if they die, you know?
So wait, like, I'm not even thinking, like, people leave you voicemails?
I have voicemails that's such weird. These are from, like, 2018 and before, but I, like, kept so many voicemails, like, even voicemails from high school, just, like, even though I never do listen, I know I probably never will, but maybe one day I will, and it will inspire me to, like, write something, you know?
I get that, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder, it's basically, like, hodo versus anti-hodo, but I feel like with hodos, it probably just happens over time. Then you, like, look around and it's like, wait, I'm stepping on pots. I'm walking in shit.
I know. When you watch those hoarder shows, like, that's a whole nother level. Like, their whole house is a pile of just junk.
Yeah.
There's diseases growing, bacteria forming. Just gross. Well, is that it?
Yeah, that's it for November 5th, 2024. That's when we're filming this.
Be safe out there.
I'm sure you guys will, because I'll pray and believe. I believe in you guys.
Love you.
Bye.